All right, here we go. My name is Jeff Kay, and you are listening to episode 88 of the world famous West Virginia Surf Report podcast. I don't know if you can hear that clicking. It's the heater. It's just a consistent clicking noise. Who the hell knows? There'll probably be an explosion within minutes. Maybe it'll happen while I'm recording. That'll add a little substance if I get blowed up. Anyway, before we get started on this thing, I wanted to tell you that I've added a new way to interact with the podcast. And this is in addition to the hotline, which is, I urge you to use that. The hotline, 570-290-8151. It's a Google voicemail thing. It's called Google Voice. You can call it 24 hours a day. And I can get your message in MP3 format and use it in a future episode. So it's pretty cool. It's a pretty slick little, set up. So if you have a question, you have a comment, a suggestion, whatever's on your mind, and you want to share it with listeners of the podcast, call in 570-290-8151. Just call from your cell phone. You know, it's just like a regular telephone number. Leave a message. But if you're too shy, or if you're not shy at all and you just don't want to do it, whatever. I set up another way of interacting, and that's just regular old email. So, if you have a suggestion, but you don't want to call in, you don't want to hear your voice on the podcast, that's understandable. If I were in your shoes, I'd probably feel that way, to tell you the truth. Like, I'm not calling in. I can't trust this guy to treat me fairly, although I would. But yeah, I know how you feel. So anyway, if you wanna interact but not call, there's a Gmail account now that you can use. It's just at surfreportpod@gmail.com. That's surfreportpod@gmail.com. Shoot me over whatever you want to say and sign it. Put some kind of name to it. You don't have to put your birth name if you don't want to, but say like Jimmy in Detroit, or whatever, you know, sign it in some way that I can identify you if I use it, and I probably will. So I just want to make that announcement. That's surfreportpod@gmail.com, and the hotline, 570-290-8151. I prefer the voice, but I'll take the written. Either way, that's fine. Last night I stopped home, or on my way home, I stopped at Sheetz. Sheetz, if you're not familiar, is a convenience store, one of these big sprawling convenience stores. They have a reputation for having good food. I was very skeptical. That thing's been in our backyard. I mean, they built this Sheetz that is near our house years ago. I don't know how many years ago, maybe like 7 years ago. And everybody said, you know, they have this reputation. There's another place called Wawa, which is ludicrous, just the name of it. And they're very similar to each other, and everybody has these preferences, and there's like these battles. Which one do you prefer, Wawa or Sheetz, you know? I don't get into all that. I've been to both, and I think they're similar. But anyway, both those places have reputations of having really good food, especially for a convenience store. I was like, I don't think that's true. I'm not eating convenience store hot dogs. I mean, that's just, you know, I was raised in the 70s. A convenience store hot dog will send fear up and down my spine. I'm not eating that crap. There's absolutely no way. But, you know, everybody says, no, this is different. That stuff's freshly prepared back in the kitchen. 24 hours a day, they have a full menu. They have hamburgers, all kinds of stuff. I mean, just like this massive menu. You can go in there any time of the day or night. They got these touch screens. You just order whatever you want. And next thing you know, they're handing you a sack. A sack of goodness. So I went in there one time, fairly recently, just a few months ago, and I ordered two hot dogs with chili, I think. I think I got some cheese on it. You know, like cheddar cheese, just sprinkled. It wasn't that liquefied cheese. But it was fantastic. It was like shockingly good, you know. So I've slowly been entering into the Sheetz food world. And last night I didn't eat anything at work. It was one of those nights where there's no time to go to lunch. So I was starving, man. And it was late. You know, I don't want to go through some McDonald's. That place, I don't know. Yeah, I don't want to get into all that. But basically, the only place open that late at night is McDonald's or that Taco Bell, which is run by 17-year-olds. Like, everybody in there is 17, as far as I can tell. I don't trust any of them. I think they might tamper with the food. I have no reason. Oh. Other than I was once 17. That's the only reason to believe that. But anyway, it doesn't seem like anybody's in charge over there. And Sheetz, so those are the three. McDonald's, I don't know. Well, I don't know why I keep going back there. That place is, yeah, I don't want to get into it. Taco Bell, don't trust them. I think there's people back there, you know, putting a little extra zest into the food or something. Yeah, I don't know. But anyway, and then there's Sheetz. So I went in there, and I went up to pay for my ordered what I ordered. You ought to have been started getting there now. You ready for this? Grilled cheese sandwich. I know that doesn't sound very exotic, but I get it with the sourdough bread, and you get to choose two kinds of cheeses. It's fantastic. It's like $2.99 or something. It's really good. It's like better than you would think. So anyway, I went up there to pay, and the girl goes, you look exactly like a kid that I know. And I said, what? A kid? So I had this vision in my head of this six-year-old boy with a, you know, grizzled old broken down guy. It's like the head of a, like, just this beaten down old guy, you know. And it was sad. It made me sad. It made me discouraged. It made me concerned and frightened, you know. But I said, kid, what? And she said, she goes, no, this guy used to go to school with and worked with. And I was thinking, huh, wonder if it's one of my sons. I said, what's his name? And she said, the name of the older boy. I said, oh, that's my son. Yeah, yeah. So where'd you work with him? And we started talking. She had this bright red Pippi Longstocking's dyed. It was like pink, like hot pink, almost like Pippi Longstocking hair. And so anyway, he goes, that's amazing. She goes, it's amazing. You guys look exactly alike. I said, well, I'm sure he'd love to hear that. But anyway, so then I opened the Sheetz app. I was trying to get credit for my $4 purchase or whatever. And the thing said, it wanted me to log in, right? That sends me into a state of pure fury. Why? That thing should always be open. You should be able to open it, scan it, and go. I mean, that's the technology, right? Why should I have to log in? I don't remember how am I supposed to know what my login is for the Sheetz app? I mean, so I was like mumbling profanity. She goes, oh, it's all right. I'll just use my card. So I don't want to get her in trouble. She scans her card, and she's just being nice, just being friendly. And the thing says, you have earned a free soda. I was like, oh. She goes, just take the soda. You know, don't worry about it. You know, we don't pay for sodas here. We get free sodas. And So I was like, are you sure? So she gave me a free, you know, I got a free soda out of the deal. That stupid app, this morning I had to go through this whole process of like changing my, I don't remember what my password is. I mean, that stuff makes me crazy. Why? What, if you log in one time on your phone, it should never, you never have to log in again. Am I wrong about this? I'm getting fired up just thinking about it. But anyway, she's like, you remind me, you look exactly like some kid I know. It's like some grizzled, like some little child running around with a guy in his mid-50s head stuck on it, you know, bags under his eyes, just burned out, curmudgeonly old, you know. That's terrible. So anyway, all right. So speaking of great eating and being a health nut, just to prove that I can talk about anything at length, almost literally anything. If you sit me down, I can just talk and talk and talk about any nonsense. Give me a subject and I can talk about it. It might not be insightful. Might not be interesting. It might not be funny. It might not be any of those things. But I can talk about it. So today, I thought I was going to, a couple nights ago, last night I didn't eat dinner, but the night before, I was going to go to that stupid McDonald's because I have no options. I have no time. I can't be driving all the way across Wilkes-Barre, the other side of town. I don't have time. And I'm starving. So I go to those. I've mentioned it many times. I have three options. So I went to McDonald's. And the entire inside is dark. All the lights are off. And there's these big dumpsters all around the building. Like, what the hell's going on here? Did they have a fire or something? I mean, it's a newish McDonald's. I mean, they just built it a few years ago. What the hell are they doing? But then, I don't know. Well, I don't know what the hell's going on. So I just keep driving. I go right past that. So that's out. So then my two options are Burger King, where all those derelicts are in there, like sleeping with their plastic sacks of clothing beside them. And then that rundown, shabby Kentucky Fried Chicken, KFC. I was like, oh, God. Why do I do this to myself? Why am I in this position? Why can't I just, you know, I was going to start taking my lunch. I got completely off track. Now I'm back out there on that stupid highway with these three options. None of them good. All of them bad. So I ended up going to the KFC. I went in there and I ordered, they have these $5 fill-up lunches or meals, $5 fill-ups. You with me on this? So I have these different options, and it's a pretty good deal. And I'm not really a big fan. I'll get to that. But anyway, so I always go with there's different options in the fill-up category. And one of them is the chicken breast and whatever. I don't know what you get with it. Some other stuff with it. And I'll never order that. I don't like to dismantle a chicken. You know, I don't really like chicken that's still on the skeleton. You know what I'm saying? So I don't want to have to sit down and like break down a chicken at my table. And then they have another one that's like a thigh and a drumstick. Ew, those drumsticks are disgusting. It's like dark, greasy meat with tendons and shit. Never. So those are completely out. Never. I'll never. Not eating that garbage. And then there's a couple other options. One of them is the chicken pot pie, which is probably good. However, it's more than likely. I've never eaten one there. So I have a feeling, though, it wouldn't be very much food. Right? Am I wrong about that? I have a feeling it's like a snack, like an appetizer, possibly. And then there's the famous bowl, as they call it, which is good, but that's also tiny. When did they start making them so tiny? I remember when they first came out with those things. They were like heaping up you know, big bowl of stuff, and it was really good. I like that mixture of all that. I like that kind of stuff. I know people who don't, who can't have their food touching on the plate. I like it all mixed up. I don't mind it. I have no issue with that. So you get, you know, that bowl has mashed potatoes, chicken, corn, gravy, cheese. Man, that's a good mixture. Not enough food. It's not nearly enough. I'd have to eat two, possibly three of them. And that's not, you know, there'd be such a load of sodium in that thing, my brain would probably blow up. So those two are also out, even though I like them. The one I always go for is the three-piece chicken tender, and that's what I always get. And then I add a $1, which is controversial. There's on their sign, it says, add any side for $1. And then half the time when you say, I want to add a coleslaw to it, they're like, all right, and they ring it up, and it's like $1.89 or something. I said, it says $1. And they're like, oh, it's $1.89. I mean, I said, why does the sign say one thing and then you're charging me? You know, and it turns into this big controversy. You know, but anyway, basically what I do is I get that three-piece chicken tender, $5 fill-up, and then I get add a coleslaw, and it costs $6.36, and it's pretty good. Even though the shabbiness of this restaurant is sad and disheartening. I rarely go in there. All right. So I thought today I would break down the components. Are you ready for this? And give me my thoughts on each component of this $5 fill-up meal. Excited? Damn right. All right. So the tenders themselves. Okay. So the other night, this is an aside. I'm not starting on the components. The other night, I went in there, and there's like a guy working. Everybody that works in there looks like they're like, they got an ankle bracelet on, electronically tethered to some law enforcement agency, or out on some kind of work release. I don't want to disparage anybody. There's a little roughness around the edge. You know what I'm saying? All right. So this guy, not friendly at all. He's, what can I get you? Not even looking at me. No, just standard. So I tell him. So he goes back there himself and prepares it. And he gives me four or five big giant chicken tenders. I think it was five. And they were sizable. It's a three-piece. He gave me five. And he also gave me two cookies. I'll get to that. I'll get to the cookies. That's one of the things that comes with the fill-up meal. So he gave me two chocolate chip cookies instead of just the one, and he gave me five tenders instead of three. He didn't even say anything about it. He just goes, here you go. You know what I think that is? I don't think that had anything to do with me. I think the guy, he just loves breaking the rules. If there's a rule, he's just reflexively, just by instinct, he's going to say, fuck that. You know, I'm not following their rules. The colonel thinks he rules me. He thinks he runs my life. I'll show him. So he just like, it has nothing to do with, he's not doing it to help me. He's just doing it in defiance because that's the way he operates. Maybe I'm reading too much in it. But anyway, so I'm going to break it down. All right, the tenders themselves, sometimes they're all right. In fact, I'd say 75% of the time they're all right. They're crispy, I think, which is fine. And sometimes they're a little chewy, like they've been sitting under a heat lamp for an extended period of time. And another thing about that is they always say, what kind of dipping sauce do you want? And I say, I'm good, I don't need any. And they're like, what? Are you serious? It's like when I go to Subway and they say, what do you want? You know, they always want to put some kind of hair tonic or something on your sandwich, or load that thing up with mayonnaise. Oh God, the devil's condiment. And they're like, so you just want it like this? You don't want any of the tonic? Like, nah, I'm good. Same deal over at the KFC. with the chicken tenders, they say, what kind of sauce, dipping, you know, there's no G. What kind of dipping sauce do you want? I don't need any of that. You're like, well, this is highly unorthodox, but okay. I mean, it's your life, buddy. But the thing about that is, people, I think when you get into these dipping sauce foods, I think it gets to the point where it's not about the food anymore. The food becomes just like a transport platform. And you're just moving sauce into your gaping maw, you know? You're just moving that shit. It's just like a spoon almost. It's like a spoon made of chicken. It's like a chicken spoon. And it's not about the chicken anymore. It's just getting that sauce in, you know? And that's disgusting to me. I'm not really a saucy kind of guy. I mean, it's been said many times before. But I'm not one of those guys. I'm not a sauce mover. And I'm not a chicken spoon kind of guy. But anyway, the guy's like, he's like, all right, whatever. You don't want any? Okay. Whew. I'm going to be talking about this for a while. But anyway, so often they're good. They're not bad. Let's just say, let's not say they're good. Often they're not bad. They're tasty. Sometimes there's way too much breading. This is a pretty quality product. You know, I have no issue with the KFC, three-piece, or the KFC fingers, or whatever they're called. What are they called? Chicken tenders. All right. So that's the star of the show. And they're pretty good. The mashed potatoes, they come in this little tiny container. I have a feeling these things come in on a truck, maybe FedEx, possibly UPS. I don't know. I don't know what carrier they use. I don't know. I don't know what the but I have a feeling this stuff comes in the potatoes and the gravy, which is basically just like liquefied salt. I mean, this thing's like a salt lick, those potatoes. And that's why they're so delicious. You know, so anyway, it comes in a little container and prepackaged. I'm almost certain. I don't think they're back there making mashed potatoes. I don't think they're back there peeling potatoes and boiling them and then mashing them down. There's no way. These things come in from some factory, some KFC factory somewhere, probably in Ohio. I imagine that all this stuff comes out of Ohio for some reason. And, but the potatoes are good. They're smooth. They don't have any lumps in them or anything. They're probably like instant. I don't know. But they're good. They're delicious. I have no. You know, it's a good. They have good sides at the KFC. So then I get the coleslaw. I get the side order of coleslaw for $1. Usually I have to argue about it. Like I said, and it's in the exact same container as the taters. And I think coleslaw is an underappreciated side item. I think that's always a good choice. I'm a big fan of the coleslaw. I mean, some people make it wrong. You often get it at places and it has like caraway seeds and shit in it. And the what do you call that stuff? The cabbage is not shredded fine enough. It's like big pieces. It's like people often do it wrong. But if you get that just normal creamy coleslaw, it's a fantastic side item. And I also like the different change. You know, I like the hot, the cold, the moving back and forth between the hot and the cold. It's a very satisfying addition to the fill-up meal, and I highly recommend it. So that comes in the same container. Probably comes off the same truck as the mashed potatoes. Probably comes out of that same, I don't know, Ohio. Probably some kind of Ohio factory. They do the potatoes there and the coleslaw and probably others. I don't know. There's probably some kind of union thing. I don't know. You know what? You know what's a bullshit side item? You know, I would never order this. And I think Steve orders it. I think Steve, when we go to the when we go to Cracker Barrel, I think he orders, is corn. I mean, that's a waste. Then you, like, if you go to KFC, you got two, choices. Well, if you get the add-on, you get two choices. And I'm not wasting one of those on bullshit corn, you know. And you go to the barrel, you get three choices. I mean, there's no way. They have a long list of items to choose from. Who's going to order bullshit corn? That makes me almost angry. It's like a wasted opportunity. It's like all this delicious stuff that you could choose from, and you order a bowl of corn. Yeah, I'm getting fired up. All right. So the coleslaw, I like the switching from the hot to the cold, the moving around. I like all that. That same thing over at the Long John Silver's. They have that. They have that combo where you got the hot and the cold moving back and forth. That's a must. It's a must add-on if you can get it for a dollar. You have to argue with that guy, you know. But you can eventually get it if you browbeat him. And then finally, you get a bit. Well, not finally. There's two more things. Biscuit. You get a single biscuit. Also come in off the DHL, probably. I mean, these things are not made. I don't know. I'm not privy to the workings of a Kentucky Fried Chicken franchise, but I have a feeling these things come off the same truck. And but they're fluffy. They're good. They're tasty. Fantastic. I always want more. I always want a second one. Now, I might have to. The thing about that is, if you add the coleslaw and then you add a second biscuit, you're getting into the thing's probably going to cost like $9 or something. I don't know. Could be, I don't know. I don't want to start adding on too much. But it's a very tasty. The only thing is, it's often undercooked. So I have a feeling these things come in. They're already fully formed. They're already in biscuit form. And they have to just pop them in some kind of heater of some sort and heat them up. And sometimes, I'd say 50% of the time, they're undercooked. They're just like doughy, you know. But the other night, it was on the verge of being undercooked. But it's all right. Those things are good, too. In fact, now that I'm listing all these things, I like everything. I don't know why I have such an attitude about it. And finally, he gave me the two cookies. He usually just get one. It's just like it's in a little plastic sack. I mean, nothing. I think it's maybe like 10%. I don't know. I don't think it's 100% food. I think it might have like a component of like sawdust, possibly. It's all right. It's not great. And finally, they have this weird shit, the drink. Like, I don't even like it, but I get it every time. Are you familiar with this concept? It's a Mountain Dew. It's called, what's it called, Wild Lightning or something? What's it called? I don't know. Ride the Lightning or something? I don't know. But it's a Mountain Dew. It's an exclusive. Only place you can get it is in the KFC, in the fountain, you know, fountain drink. And it's a Mountain Dew peach and honey flavored. And it's as revolting as that sounds. I mean, in reality, it is that revolting as it sounds. It's Mountain Dew with peach and honey. It's not good. It tastes like medicine of some sort. But I get it every time because I think, oh man, that's an exclusive. You can't get that anywhere else. Big Mountain Dew fan. You know what I don't like about that is they've now started calling, they've, you know, on the cans and on the bottles and stuff, it's MTN instead of just spelling out the word mountain. MTN Dew. Not a fan of that. I think I might call them up, send them a letter. Anyway. I get that, Ride the Lightning, whatever it's called, Wild Lightning, Wild Mustang. No, it's something lightning. Lightning is in the title. And it's fairly revolting, and yet I get it every time. So that's the whole thing. That's the whole lineup, and that's the components of my fabulous Kentucky Fried Chicken meal two nights ago. And that's pretty exciting stuff, right? Damn right it is. And look at this. We're at the 30-minute mark. Is this, I mean, this is all coming together. God. All right. Hope you enjoyed that. And we're off track again. And I blame the weekend. The weekend got jacked. I mentioned that in the Patreon episode. This past weekend got jacked up. And now I'm off. But I'll get back on track. This weekend coming up, it's also going to be jacked. It's going to be jacked times two. So on Sunday, I have to go in for one of those inventories. I have to be there at 6 a.m. It's going to destroy me. It's going to destroy me physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And, yeah, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. But anyway, we'll get this thing back on track. Thank you guys for listening. If you want to hear two of these a week, if you want to hear that Patreon episode every week, it's for patrons only. Anybody who pledges $4 a month or more gets an extra episode every week. Not every once in a while, not every month, not one a month. No, a lot of podcasts offer this one a month, and then they don't even do it. They don't even come through for you. Or they do the once every once in a while, and that's, you know, you're playing with fire there. No, you do it with me. You do a $4 or more monthly donation, which helps me a great deal. It's a huge deal, and I appreciate it, and I want to show everybody how much I appreciate it. You get an extra episode every single week, and I'm consistent with it. So if you're interested in doing that, just pop on over to patreon.com/JeffK. That's P-A-T-R-E-O-N. What? I'm off. Wait a minute. The rhythm's off. P-A-T-R-E-O-N. Wow. .com/JeffK. Sign up for a $4 or more. You can go higher. It doesn't matter. You know, you can put any amount in there. And it could be less even, but you won't get the extra episode. You have to at least be at $4. You can go higher. That's up to you. It's completely up to you. Any amount is appreciated. But do that today. Patreon.com/JeffK. Do it today. All right. We're at the end. Thank you guys for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. I will be back soon over on the Patreon website. Until then, you guys have yourselves a fine, fine week. I'll see ya. Bye. I don't like to dismantle a chicken.